Welcome back, everyone, to Shop Talk with Championship Bow Hunting. I'm going to start off today's episode by sending a thank you to our partner for this episode, Kafaru International. You can check out the full line of the Kafaru packs and shelters and everything else they offer at kafaru.net. My favorite pack I used on my sheep hunt this year, the AMR. But make sure you check out some of the new packs. They got a few new packs out there. I know the Tar is one of them. The Argali. They've got some new stuff that just, launched in the last few months. So make sure you check them out, kafaru.net. So one more bit of housekeeping before we get started with today's topic, and that is if you have purchased any championship bow hunting gear within the last year and have any awesome picks out in the field, whether it's just a great shot with you doing anything lifestyle picks or hunting picks, make sure you send them in to me, phil@championshipbowhunting.com. I'd love to use those in our upcoming newsletters. So once again, if you got some picks with any of the championship bow hunting gear, please send that stuff in. So today's topic, I read an article recently on I saw the link through Facebook. it's an article written by Stephen Wilson. He's out of New Mexico. He's got huntingfit.com. And his article, to properly credit it, is titled, The Speed, One of the Most Misunderstood Truths in Bow Hunting. He's got some interesting information in this article. Talks specifically about a couple different scenarios in regards to speed of an arrow with a 400 grain hunting arrow, for example, is what some of the examples he uses. And this is something that I can't vouch for his testing on where he got the information as far as the time, but it's very interesting, and I at least believe it to be for the most part true. I don't know Stefan personally, but it's a great article. Check it out. It gives you that whole thought from the other side, if you will. It's one of the things with championship bow hunting that I'm big on is awareness. If nothing else, this will open your eyes if you hadn't thought about something a certain way. So to just read a little portion of Stefan's article so I can talk further about what the topic is today, and that's arrow speed. In a few chapters down, he says a few examples. Specifically here, bow A is shooting the hunting arrow at 282 feet per second. Let me back up a little bit. Sorry, I need to go back to where he talks about. Okay, bow A is a 330 feet per second bow while shooting a 400 grain hunting arrow at 282 feet per second. He doesn't specify draw length, which isn't a big deal, but that's what bow A is allegedly shooting. Bow B has an IBO speed of 360 feet per second while shooting a 400 grain hunting arrow at 313 feet per second. So that's a 30 foot per second difference roughly in those two bows. Bow A shooting slower, bow B shooting faster, roughly 30 feet per second. Then in the next chapter, he talks about bow A shooting 282 feet per second means it will reach a 40-yard target in 0.42 seconds. And I'm sure you can calculate this. I'm not that smart at math, and I'm going to trust him on this. Bow B is shooting the same arrow at 313 feet per second will yield a time to the target of 0.38 seconds, which is a difference of 0.04 seconds. That is literally the exact time it takes for your eyes to blink. So I will attest this, shooting a lot of target archery, once you're messing with sight tapes and speed, I used to shoot ASA a few years back, and when I would print a sight tape, when they changed their speed regulations where you can, shoot 280 plus or minus, and then it went up to 290 plus or minus, well, that was kind of a big deal for some people. So you start printing sight tapes, and when I would line up a sight tape from 20 to 50, on a 285 feet per second bow versus a 295 feet per second bow, because you have a little plus or minus error in that in the regulations, a 10 feet per second difference with my target bow at that time, it was a yard difference at 50. It's not very much, so you take that and put it into a hunting application, and as you get further out in distance, the time is going to magnify, or it'll increase as far as the time it takes for your arrow to get to the target. As well as, in my 3D experiments with printing different sight tapes. But that being said, that's when I talked about on one of my last podcasts about, you know, demo shooting new bows and looking at the qualities and what things to put in a higher rank as far as what's going to help you make your decision. The speed, in my opinion, should be on the lower end of that category because the comfort and forgiveness and feel are so much more important. At the end of the day, that bow that was doing 30 feet per second slower will probably be a lot quieter bow to shoot, you know, all things being equal. Not saying that a 350 or 360 feet per second bow can't be quiet, but I'll tell you that in relation that the arrow weight of that that first setup being a little bit slower shot is most likely going to quiet that bow down a little bit. And then if you heavy up your hunting arrow even more, it's going to even be more so. So that trade-off, is it really worth it? You're going to get to that target maybe half, you know, 0.04 of a second, you know, to whatever it is out at your certain distance. It may not make sense anymore if your setup is quieter with a little slower shooting, heavier, more kinetic energy in an arrow. So just something to keep in mind. It was an interesting article. Once again, to reference back to that, Stephen Wilson, thank you for, you know, contributing to the bow hunting world with that article. It was an interesting read. I'm going to reach out to you and see if we can actually link back to that in our first newsletter. So check him out. He's got some other stuff on this site. Again, huntingfit.com is Stephen's site. Thanks for putting that out there. And so I want to close with just saying, hey, you know, speed, it's important, but it may not be that important. You know, with modern technology, you're probably not going to sacrifice that much speed with your most companies' flagship boats that are in that 325 to 335 feet per second range. You know, we'll talk a little bit more in another episode about how draw length actually relates to or reduces speed based off those ATA or IBO speed measurements. So we're going to close this one with, again, thanking Kafaru. Kafaru.net, make sure you check them out with their full line of hunting products. Again, they got some great shelters. I used a mega tarp and a sheep tarp this year when I was on my sheep hunt. And top-notch products, durable, lightweight. The packs are money. So Kafaru.net, check them out. Also, make sure you go to the Championship Bow Hunting website. Get signed up for the newsletter. Starting here in the next couple episodes, I'm going to be announcing what we're doing for our first giveaway, and the giveaways are going to be announced through the newsletter only. So just to make sure that you're wondering, is it worth it? It's usually junk comes through the email. We're going to make it worth it for you. So there's going to be some giveaways that come out on our newsletters in addition to some other information. Going to leave you with today's episode with reminding you never settle for an imperfect shot. So thanks again, and we'll check you guys out on the next one.